Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God, I'm glad you joined us today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about mind renewal meditations. We'll see if we can finish it up today. We've looked at the fact that the defeated one is defeated, and we're no longer walking as mere men. We've said that we've made 3 points so far, that many times we have undeveloped spirits and unrenewed minds, and as believers we need to develop our spirits and renew our minds. And secondly, that your heart must be enlightened. And thirdly, as we talked about last time, that realize that His ability and power are in you. And we talked about we've been clothed with power from on high, and we receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon us. And the Holy Spirit is available to come upon us to receive that power. And Joanne talked about that a few episodes back. And now we want to move into Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. We're still talking about His ability and power within you and that we need to grow in Christ. And this is all a part of setting a basic foundation for the principle of mind renewal, the process of mind renewal. But God wants us to become a full-grown man, not to stay a babe in Christ, as Paul talked about and that we referred to. So Ephesians 4:13, let's jump right in the Word today. Ephesians 4:13, and He gave some to be apostles. This is from the American Standard Version, by the way. We'll start with verse 11. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of ministering, unto the building up of the body of Christ, till we all attain unto the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a grown man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ, a full-grown man. Notice he says that in that translation. I think the King James says a perfect man, which really means a mature man or woman spiritually. So there are gifts that are given to the body of Christ, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And there are two ways that people look at this, and I've kind of developed my thinking over the years, but initially I was taught and began to and thought the same way, that God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Some people call that the fivefold ministry gifts. And those gifts are to do three things. Perfect the saints or mature the saints, the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and we become a full-grown man. The other flip side of that coin is that God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He gave some to be those. And what they're doing is they're helping mature the saints for the work of the ministry, all right, and to the building up of the body of Christ. So it's not that the fivefold ministry are doing all the work. They're putting the Word of God in people, and that the people are doing the work of the ministry, the believers. We're all called to do something. They're just some called to do these particular gifts. Not that they're greater than any other gift, but sometimes men have set themselves up as being a greater gift. And I would say now that I look upon it in a different way, that those men and women are to be servants, not necessarily lording over someone in that manner. We'll talk about that more down the road. But the idea here is that we need to grow into a full-grown man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we measure up to the fullness of Christ, allowing Him to flow through us with His ability and power. And when we begin to approach mind renewal in that way, we understand the purpose of growing. I want to be like Him. That's the whole idea. And I want Him, Christ, to flow through me. So moving on to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. See, that goes back, that word perfect, here again, mature, that the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are there to utilize their gifts to perfect or help grow the saints. See, but it's not, the growth is not dependent upon them. You don't need any man should teach you, the word says. We need the Holy Spirit, who's the teacher. These folks are just exercising their gifts. And the idea is to present every man mature in Christ Jesus, but not for them to do all the work, but for them to encourage us with the word so that we can produce the word and we should be teachers ourselves. All right? Praise God. And I wrote this down years ago, until our hearts understand these spiritual truths of who we are in Christ and that we're to grow in Christ, we're going to walk as mere men. As long as we see ourselves in the natural, defeat, failure, and weakness will follow us. Let me say that again. Until our hearts understand these spiritual truths that we've been talking about, who we are in Christ, growing in knowledge, growing in wisdom and love and grace, we are going to walk as mere men. As long as we see ourselves in the natural, defeat, failure, and weakness will follow us. But when we see ourselves in the spiritual realm, not the defeat falls off and victory comes to play. Defeat, failure, and weakness turn into victory, success, and strength. Praise God. So number four, don't forget what manner of man you are. Remember, again, let's review them. Number one, we've got undeveloped spirits and unrenewed minds as baby Christians. But our hearts must, number two, your heart must be enlightened. And number three, recognize his ability and power are in you. And number four, don't forget what manner of man you are. You see, you're to believe God that you are a mature man or woman, not just a mere man. Your goal is spiritual maturity. All right? And that's just one goal. I mean, praise God, my goal is heaven. I know I'm going there. Praise God. My goal is to win people to Jesus and get them healed. Great. But I need to be mature. I need to grow up in the Word. So James 1, 22 through 25 from the King James, we need to realize here that we need to study the Word for ourselves and find out who we are in Christ. And I know you're doing that. You're listening to podcasts. You're watching TV. You're in the Word yourself. That's what it takes. Study the Word for yourself. It says, and starting with James chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man, likened to a man, beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. And isn't this what happens to many of us many times? We're in the Word. We're looking into the Word. We want to act on the Word. We see ourselves in the Bible. But then we go our own way, our way, and immediately we forget what manner of man we are, what our identity in Christ is, and the way God sees us. Verse 25 says, but whoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He's not a forgetful hearer. He's not forgetting who he is in Christ, what he's been told by the Holy Spirit, who he is in Christ. He's not forgotten it. He remembers it. Praise God. Praise God. We hear the word, then we've got to act on it. So when the pressure is on, when the enemy comes to bring pressure against you and me, we need to remember who we are. You see, E.W. Kenyon kind of described it this way. We belong to the new class of people who have the legal right to enter into the Father's presence anytime and anywhere. Not only do we have a right, but we have a standing invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. It's a new class of people. You see, the righteousness of God makes us masters of every force outside of God. I want to say that again. The righteousness of God makes us masters of every force outside of God. Because why? Because we're not in natural warfare. I tell you, a lot of the warfare we face is against sin consciousness and the religion, man-made thinking, and guilt and condemnation. We've talked about 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. We don't war in the flesh. We walk after the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down the imaginations, and standing on the Word of God, and casting down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring those into captivity. You know, it's important, and I want to read something from Arthur S. Way. I've read it before here, and we've actually taught on this, but I want to read it one more time. And I'm sure that over the course of our teaching, these podcasts, and in the rest of my life, we'll go back to these scriptures in this translation. But he says, from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, "Very human as I am, I do not fight with merely human weapons." I'm seen merely human. I'm not a mere man. "No, the weapons which I war are not weapons of mere flesh and blood, but in the strength of God, they are mighty enough to raise all strongholds of our foes. I can batter down bulwarks of human reason. I can scale the crag fortresses that tower that towers up, bidding defiance to the true knowledge of God. I can make each rebel purpose my prisoner of war and bow it into the submission to Messiah." You see, that's warfare. That's spiritual warfare. And you and I have to have our minds renewed to the Word of God to walk in that warfare and to walk in that victory. We live in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. We are men and women, but we're not mere men and women. Praise God. We stand on the Word for what it says, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that even though things come against us, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, what can separate us from the love of God can, and the English contemporary English version says, can trouble, suffering, and hard times, can those things separate us from the love of God? In everything, we are more. Verse 37, Romans 8, 37, "In everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us." Verse 38, "I'm sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life, nor death, nor angels, nor spirits, nor the present, nor the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord." Praise God. You see, you and I, when we accept Jesus as our Lord, and then we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to become empowered representatives of the heavenly kingdom. By using the name of Jesus, by walking in righteousness, and by using the spiritual weapons of our warfare. And part of that warfare is understanding the weapons that we have. And the way we understand what we have is through mind renewal. Praise God. We're going to learn more about our identity in Christ. We're going to talk more about mind renewal and move into the realm of changing the way we're thinking on a daily basis. Amen. Father God, as we walk into this new year, in these first few weeks, Father, we thank you, sir, that we're walking in your love, we're walking in your victory, and who we are in Christ, as we renew our minds to think like you think. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.